Everblaze, written by Shannon Messenger and read by Caitlin Kelly.
Preface. The mirror slipped from Sophie's hands, landing on the petal-covered carpet with the softest thud. Both sides of the glass survived the crash without cracking, but inside, Sophie shattered. She kept a smile plastered across her lips as she listened to the rest of the story, searching for the tiniest detail or clue that would rule out the terrifying possibility. But by the end, she knew. All this time, all these wasted, hopeless days, her kidnapper had been right in front of her, watching, waiting, hiding in plain sight. All the signs had been there, she'd just been too blind to see them. And now it was too late.
1.
What are you waiting for?
Keefe shouted over the howling wind and the roaring sea.
Don't tell me the great Sophie Foster is afraid.
I'm just trying to concentrate, Sophie shouted back, wishing her voice didn't sound so shaky. Not that she could fool him. As an empath, Keefe could feel the terror coursing through her veins, like a herd of stampeding mastodons. All she could do was tug out an itchy eyelash, her nervous habit, and try not to think about how very far down the ocean was. You should be afraid,
Sandor told her in his strange, squeaky voice. He placed a gray goblin-y hand on Sophie's shoulder and pulled her back from the edge of the cliff.
There has to be a safer way to teleport.
There isn't. Most of the time, Sophie was grateful to have the constant protection of a burly bodyguard, especially since her kidnappers had proven they could find her anytime, anywhere. But sometimes, she had to take risks. She shrugged off Sandor's hand, which took quite a lot of effort, considering he was 7 feet tall, with biceps like giant boulders, and inched forward, reminding herself that she liked teleporting better than light leaping, despite the nexuses she had clamped on each wrist, or the force fields they created to hold her body together during a leap. She'd faded too many times to truly feel safe. Still, she wished free falling wasn't an essential part of teleporting.
Want me to push you?
Keefe offered, laughing as Sophie jerked away from him.
Come on, it'll be fun. For me, at least.
Dex snorted behind them.
And he gets to go with you today. More like she gets to go with me,
Keefe corrected, flashing his trademark smirk.
Go on. Tell Dex who the council contacted first.
Only because your dad's in charge of arranging visits to the sanctuary now, Sophie reminded him.
Firsties is still firsties. Just admit it, Foster. You need me.
Sophie wished she could argue, but unfortunately, the council did want Keefe to go with her. Apparently, Sylvanie was having some sort of trouble at her new home in the Elves' special animal preserve. And since Sophie and Keefe each had a connection with the precious alicorn, the council had asked both of them to head to the sanctuary immediately. The counselors had to be pretty concerned if they were willing to rely on Keefe.
I'm sorry, Dex, Sophie said, trying not to worry. You know I'd bring you if I could.
Dex smiled, but not enough to show his dimples, as he went back to playing with the lock she'd asked him to open. Sophie hadn't wanted to tell him she was going with Keefe, afraid it would make Dex feel left out again. But with Grady off on a classified assignment, and Edeline helping rescue a Verminion, a Rottweiler-sized, purple, hamster-esque creature, before humans found it, Sophie needed a technopath to get past the cliffside gate.